Today is October the 13th, 2017, and this is Friday on Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And this year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the bread of life and the communicator, the designer and the engineer of everything. You are faithful and gracious and holy, holy, holy. You're the intelligent designer and the just-in-time God, so kind to us. You're the Lord of all and the master of everything. You are new with us right now, omnipotent and powerful, and yet the quieter. You are righteousness and salvation to all who believe, and you are the testimony across the sky. You're unmatched in your beauty, and you are the vine dresser. You are welcome, Lord, in our schools today, and you are the examiner of our souls. We want to yield to you, Yeshua, for you are the zenith over life itself. Lord God Almighty, thank you so much for this week. And though we are ending it, let us finish it strong. Let us be lovable to those that are unlovable. And let us be teachable when there are times when we think we know it all. Forgive us for that, Lord, and help us to be humble in our teaching and learning each and every day. We love you, desire to be like you, and want to represent you well. We ask for all of this in the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 9, verses 15 to 17 today. So let me tell you what Jesus was doing when he spoke these words. After Jesus had had dinner with the tax collectors and sinners, the disciples of John came to him saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The word of God," Matthew 9, verses 15 to 17. "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." The Word of God, Matthew 9, verse 15 to 17. Praise the Lord for His mighty Word. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a song, and today I have chosen My Help, sung by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And so I'll play you a portion of it, and then we will read the words together.
I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, "He will not suffer thy foot
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. For the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even for evermore. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. And that was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and it was recorded in 1999. I'm amazed by YouTube. Please go and check out the playlist for yourself, and you can find that on our website at www.aw180days.com. And it's also in the app. There's a little button there that says Just Jesus Playlist. The third thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And each and every day, school day, we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. Today, we are going to be praying that the Lord will help us to love the unlovable. And so, my friends, when your alarm goes off, please pray. For it is a special time of unity. This very short, yet devout and reverent prayer is a way to give thanks to God, to let Him know that He is the center of your teaching career, your high calling. And we have based that crazy time of the day on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we normally do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. Now, today's is the part three of that awesome story of Barbara Hollingsworth, but I am going to ask you to do a little homework and read it. It's quite phenomenal, but it's very long, and I would not be able to finish it in my promised 15 minutes or less. And so I am going to place it on our website, same one as the playlist, www.aw180days.com. Ask you to get it there and read it. It is amazing what happened to her as she leaned on the Lord. And Don is just gifted in the way that he writes. But today, it would probably take me 25 minutes to do the show. So I am going to give you homework. And please read The Word at Work, Part 3 by Don Clark. And I will share his prayer at the very end with you. And he says, Jesus, give us the details. We need to improve the quality of our work. Give us courage to carry out these detailed plans and give you the credit when these plans work. I want to give you just one little cool hint from it, though. She had a beach ball activity she did with the kids that was so clever and so simple. So be sure to check it out, my friends. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Yogi Bhajan, probably said that wrong, but he said, travel light, live light, spread the light, be the light. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the incredible words of Jesus the Christ that we read today. From Matthew 9, verses 15 to 17. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wineskin put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst and the wine is spilled and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved. Dear Father, Almighty God, thank you for making us new, Lord. Thank you for the wisdom of Jesus, his courage, and his grace. Help us to be like Jesus, Lord, in all that we do, that we may represent him well and give you the glory. We thank you for all of this, and we love you so much. We ask it all in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.